What up, what's good, what's popping, everybody? Welcome to Mind of a Black Child. My name is Michelle, and these are my mental diaries. This recording is pretty personal for many reasons. Here, I am really just talking to my younger self. Baby girl, I love that you are awesome. I love that you want to be a big deal. I love that you are so creative and that you are so sensitive and that you show so much care and so much vulnerability to anybody you come across. I love that you're reintroducing yourself to me as an adult, and I love that you want us to heal. I love that you want to become one with me, and I love that you are on this journey with me and you have decided to share yourself with me, and I love that you feel safe with me and that you can trust me to heal you and you can trust me to be the best host to you and the best host of life. I love you so much, Michelle, and let this always be a reminder that you are awesome, that you can never be anything below greatness, and I always love you forever and after forever and infinity. What up, what's good, what's popping, everybody? It's your host, Michelle. This episode is, wow, again, it's pretty personal because I speak to my younger self. Excuse me. I speak to my younger self for many reasons because she has started revealing herself to me, and she has started talking to me about things that she would like to be healed. So something I discovered about myself a few months ago, which if it wasn't for younger Michelle, I wouldn't know. I kept wondering why it's so hard for me to ask for help. And I think as people, there's many reasons for that, you know, and some of those reasons could be in our childhood. So upon quite a lot of meditating, quite honestly, I started realizing that because I grew up in such a toxic and emotionally and mentally abusive environment, I started thinking as a kid that, you know what, it's okay for me to put up with this abuse, and it's okay for me not to talk about it with anybody and just keep enduring and enduring, because right now I'm not old enough to provide for myself and to make decisions, and I'm not wise enough for independence in general. So I made peace, or rather I was okay with bottling up what I was feeling and enduring a lot of abuse. So now I'm at an older age and I'm realizing that it's very hard for me to ask for help, because as I literally moved out of home straight after matric, miles and miles away from home, just to have that independence that I had told younger Michelle that you would give yourself. So the moment I had the opportunity to give myself that, and I did that for full on five years, made sure that I was able to sustain myself. I find myself now stuck in this trap as a recent graduate in South Africa with very low employment rates for the youth. And just trying to kick it out there as a creative, also trying to make opportunities for myself. I find myself in a place where I am unable to ask for help because younger Michelle thinks that the moment I ask for help, I am showing a side of me that is vulnerable, a side of me that shows that, but I cannot provide this for myself right now. And that makes younger Michelle feel like she is opening herself up to more emotional and mental abuse. And she feels that she is opening herself up to letting down some of the boundaries and some of the walls that she has built, because now this person that she is asking help from can now see behind what she needs. And she doesn't ever want people to see what she needs, you know, because she needs to provide for herself so that she can constantly feel safe emotionally and mentally. And that is something I clocked about myself. And I could say I am continuously working on it. But also, I think it's starting to sort of, I don't want to say strong word, so let's choose a positive word of choice. But it's starting to strain me. Yes, it's starting to strain me because I now find myself overworking myself even when I am not mentally able to take on work. But I take on more work because taking on more work means you're going to be able to provide more and more and more for yourself. So I'm really just in a place that where I'm trying to figure out a healthy work-life balance and also trying to feed into younger Michelle. So that is my mind, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Michelle, mind of a black child. And let's take it to the top, baby.